himself. A human being couldn't ever stop struggling and fighting to survive each day. I can hear you thinking, what a weird prologue to a book about self-discipline. Bear with me, please. Our basic human nature hasn't changed since the days of Ozouk. While the vast majority of humans fortunately no longer have to live in constant discomfort and fear of death, we would still do well to possess even a fraction of mental toughness and self-discipline our ancestors had. In the modern world, it's easy to live without even a modicum of self-discipline. Back then, nobody could avoid discomfort. It was a fact of life that one couldn't thrive unless they ventured into the world, facing unknown risks and possible death in a quest for a better life. Today, most people are unable to wake up early without an alarm clock, and even then, it takes them 30 minutes just to crawl out of bed. Most would find it impossible to sleep on the bare floor, with insects crawling over them and biting their bodies the entire night. If they experienced just a slight ache, most would skip work and complain about how much pain they were in. Most wouldn't be able to fast for an entire day, let alone go without food for 5 days in a row. Compared to our ancestors, we have it easy. Yet, or perhaps because of it, so many people struggle with self-discipline today. A great majority of them do nothing to fix that, and the ones who try are often met with ridicule. If you belong to the group that is trying to better themselves, or wanting to do so, the book you're now reading is for you. I wrote 365 Days with Self-Discipline with the intention of creating a daily companion to help you embrace self-discipline in your everyday life. As the author of several best-selling books about self-discipline, and being a personal growth junkie myself, self-control is a topic close to my heart. I believe that if a person wants to reach their full potential, he or she can't avoid discomfort. Doing things that might not be entirely pleasant is key to achieving long-term objectives. In the following pages, I'll share with you one thought for each day of a year that is devoted to the topic of self-discipline, mental toughness, success, or self-improvement in general. The thoughts come from some of the world's brightest minds, successful entrepreneurs, athletes, best-selling authors, researchers, performers, bloggers, and more. Since the entries are brief and get straight to the heart of the matter, you'll be able to quickly find ongoing inspiration to continue working on your most important long-term goals and becoming an ever better person. Due to the large number of days in a year, some themes will inevitably repeat. But I strove to address each subtopic from different perspectives. Please note that I have quoted various people from numerous sources, including books, articles, blogs, speeches, interviews, and more. By citing their words, I don't necessarily endorse their works or their persona. A note on quotes in the physical and ebook versions of this book. Whenever I could, I cited the source and included an endnote. Unfortunately, the exact source of a small number of quotes, particularly those by historic figures, was elusive to me. Whenever I couldn't find the author, as is often the case with many inspirational quotes circulating around the internet, instead of risking misattribution, I wrote unknown. Let's turn the page and start with day one, and the most important thought that defines the difference between a self-disciplined person and a weak-willed one. Week 1. Day 1. On living the hard way. Life's easy when you live it the hard way. And hard if you try.